traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Ah, pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Ya está aquí el Black Friday. En Vaughan te ofrecemos un 10% de descuento en nuestros cursos más destacados. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o visítanos en nuestra web grupovaughan.com.
'I can't stand it anymore.' No aguanto más. I can't, o no puedo aguantarlo. I can't stand it. And this is Lou Reed. Lou Reed. Okay, let me see. I have to check this. I gotta see what year we're talking about here. But this is Lou Reed. I can't stand it anymore. 1982. Pretty, really abstract lyrics, which is very typical. It's hard being a man. Yeah, he says, I can't, it's hard being a man living in a garbage pail. My landlady called me up. She tried to hit me with a mop. I can't stand it anymore. If Candy would just come back, it'd be all right. So he talks about different girls. Well, no, I guess it's all this girl, Candy, but he's saying he has all these problems in his life, and if she would come back, it would be much better. But until then, he can't stand it anymore. And that's Lou Reed from 1982. Anyway, you're listening to the Drive Time Show right here on Vaughan Radio, exclusive to Vaughan Radio. And we're into our third half hour, the final half hour for the week, in fact, the last half hour. And we're going to begin by taking a look at an interesting piece of Vaughan material in a section we call On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
All right, On the Same Page. Now, today I'm looking at a book called False Friends, en inglés, que deberías conocer. False Friends.
Amigo.
Yeah, but these are not the friends you want. Son falsos. Muy malos. Yeah. So it talks about words that people may confuse. For example, the word stamp. Que no es estampa. So estampa would be like a vignette or an image. An image, you could say. Whereas a stamp is sello. Postal. O también de goma. Okay. Mi abuelo me regaló su álbum de sellos, que empezó a coleccionar cuando era joven. My grandfather gave me his stamp collection that he started to collect when he was young. La estampa apareció en una serie de productos de merchandising. The image appeared in a number of merchandising products. Los sellos se venden en la oficina de correos. Stamps are sold in the post office. Yeah. So there you go. Not so hard. My grandmother collected stamps. She had a lot of them. And I don't know where her collection is. If she sold it, if she gave it away, when she passed away, what happened, I don't know. But she probably has some stamps that are worth some money. or that she probably had stamps, I should say, that were worth some money, I would expect. Now, we already gave out the answer to our Twitter translation, but I do have to review. I forgot to review a couple of people had written in on Instagram. And one of them is Olivia, who says, stop asking questions and keep with your work. But yeah, I'd say keep working. Stop asking questions and keep working, or get on with your work. Nuri Tam says, Kyle, stop asking questions and continue with your work. You could say that too. Continue with your work, or keep working. Okay. Both of those are correct. All right. So there you have it. There you have it, folks. That was our Twitter translation, and also the On the Same Page section. But let's go ahead now. Let's look at a little bit of vocabulary. It's vocabulary time, everybody. That funky music, it is, means it's time for vocabulary. The last section of the week. The final opportunity to improve your vocabulary base for this week. Well, there are lots of ways you can learn at home, but the last vocabulary section that we're going to do, and our vocabulary correspondent is with us. Tino, are you there?
Here I am, Kyle.
There he is, everybody. There he is. How you doing today?
Yeah, very good, Kyle.
Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Me too. Mm-hmm. All right, Tino, but before we go, we should probably consider some vocabulary.
Of course.
Now, on the weekends, do you ever go to a pub or a bar?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's good to know some vocabulary, right? So you go in, imagine the bartender only speaks English.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Yeah.
If you don't speak.
Exactly, you're going to be thirsty.
Yeah.
So, or if you go to London or Chicago or Toronto, mm-hmm. you go into the bar... You got to know some vocabulary. Now, what about barril? Like cerveza, barril.
It's a keg.
Keg. Yeah, keg. K-E-G, the keg. Mm-hmm. Keg. Mm-hmm. Taburete?
Stool.
Stool. Yeah, stool. S-T-O-O-L. Do you like sitting on stools?
No.
Not so much,
not
eh?
Not so much. No.
Better with a back, right?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Soporte de espalda?
Respaldo.
Respaldo. Ah, respaldo. Yeah. Seat back.
Seat back.
Frutos secos.
Nuts.
Sometimes you get them right in the bar.
Yeah.
Get a few nuts. Mm. Bote.
Bote. Mm. I have no idea, Kyle.
So this can be not just in a bar sense, but if people live together, or imagine people work together in an office and they say, bueno, hacemos bote para el regalo de Pepito. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it, we could say kitty.
Kitty?
K-I-T-T-Y. Huh? And kitty also sometimes used to refer to like gatito. Mm-hmm. Kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. No.
Hello, kitty.
Hello, kitty. Hola, gatito.
Yeah.
Hello, kitty. But this is, yeah, kitty is bote. Mm-hmm. Dinero, bote, kitty, kitty. How do you say cubitos de hielo?
Ice cubes?
Ice cubes, exactly. Ice cubes. Do you put ice cubes in your drink?
Depends on the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the beer.
Right.
Not in the milk.
True. Good answer.
But yes.
All right.
I usually put my ice cubes.
Yeah. Now, how about cerveza de barril?
Draft beer.
Draft beer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beer on tap or draft?
Draft.
D-R-A-F-T. Draft beer. Mm-hmm. Do you like draft beer?
Yeah, I'd rather draft beer.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Now, what about posavasos? This is a good word. Posavasos.
A mat?
A beer mat, yeah.
A mat,
a beer mat. Mm-hmm. Because a mat can also be... Like a doormat, when you come into your someone's house and it's a bienvenido, that little thing on the floor that you wipe your feet, that's a doormat.
Okay.
By your door. Also a placemat on a table. Like if you have a kid, sometimes young children, you put a placemat so they don't spill everything on the table.
Yeah.
A mat. So this is a beer mat. Put your beer on there. Often called a coaster.
Coaster.
Mm-hmm. And it protects the, like if you have a wood table and you don't want water to stain the wood, you can get a coaster. Now, what about a jarra de cerveza?
Jarra de cerveza.
Jarra de lo que sea.
Jar of beer?
Here, be careful. We don't say jar.
No.
We say a pitcher.
Pitcher.
P-I-T-C-H-E-R. Pitcher.
Like in baseball.
Like in baseball, yeah. Pitcher. So, jarra de agua would be?
Jar of water.
Pitcher.
A pitcher. Sorry. A pitcher of water.
A pitcher of water.
Yeah.
Because a jar is like un frasco.
Yeah.
But a jarra, that's a false friend. Jarra then is a pitcher.
Pitcher. Okay.
But you don't see too many places where you get pitchers of beer, do you?
Yeah.
Some places?
Yeah, I think in summer are very...
De grief, when they open it up and they fill up the pitcher,
yeah.
We used to do that a lot in Canada. Mm-hmm. When I was in university, you'd get this cheap beer. It was the cheapest way to get beer.
Yeah.
And they'd fill up a pitcher like 2 liters of beer.
Two?
Yeah. You know, you'd share it around the table.
Okay.
it would get glasses and a pitcher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how about la cuenta?
La cuenta. Like the ticket.
Me traes la cuenta?
The bill.
The bill. 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 Like Clinton. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, la cuenta, the bill. Can I get the bill, please? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Una copa de vino.
A glass of wine.
A glass of wine. Do you like drinking wine?
Yes, a lot.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink wine.
No? Yeah, I like.
Okay, well, do you go for red or white?
Red. Always red.
Always red wine.
Yeah.
It is good with meat as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I usually drink wine while I'm eating and having my lunch.
At home?
Or, yeah. At home or in a restaurant or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But eating.
Yeah, and if you would, do you have a preferred region of Spain for wines?
Not at all.
Not really, you say. Not really, but
not really. I like Ribera del Duero, but even Rioja.
I do too. Yeah,
even La Mancha have very, very good wines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. There's also I've had some wines recently from Murcia, Jumilla.
Ah, Jumilla, yeah.
Jumilla, yeah. And those are good wines.
Correct. Yeah.
There are a lot of areas that have good wine. Well, there are even wines from Madrid, huh?
Yeah.
There are wines from Madrid that some are okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a wine expert.
No, me too.
Me neither.
Me neither.
but I like wine. Mm-hmm. I never liked wine, I would say, until about 2 or 3 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. I never really, but now I like it more.
Mm. Good meat with wine is much better.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah. Tino, why don't we just take a moment to review here?
Okay.
Barril?
Keg?
Keg. Keg.
Keg.
Yeah. Bueno, taburete?
Taburete, stool?
Stool. ¿Y frutos secos?
Nuts.
Nuts. ¿Bote?
Kitty?
Kitty, yeah. Cubitos de hielo.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes. Cerveza de barril?
Draft beer.
Draft beer. Posavasos?
Beer mat?
Uh-huh, or?
Coaster?
Nice. Coaster, 5 points.
Mm.
Jarra de cerveza.
Pitcher of beer.
A pitcher of beer, yeah. ¿Y la cuenta?
The bill.
The bill. Una copa de vino.
A glass of wine.
A glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you, Tino, for that, and maybe that'll help some of our friends who are out there. Maybe looking to have a drink this weekend, they can use some of this vocabulary.
Okay, Kyle.
All right. Well, hey, thanks
for
joining us. And I'll see you next week.
See you, Kyle.
There we go, folks. A round of applause for Tino.
Oh, thank you.
The one and only. All right, everybody. We're going to move forward. The show must go on, everybody. Let's push forward with today's pronunciation.
How are you?
No, no. How are you?
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 Good.
Pronunciation.
All right, folks. It is time for today's pronunciation. That's right, everybody. Pronunciation. Today we've got, well, there are a lot of things we could practice. But let's see here. Let me pick a good one. Let me pick a good one, people. I want to practice the structure here. How about the, here we go. Let's practice the ave sound. I'm not saying ave. He cogido el ave. No. We have the brave, like patatas bravas, brave potatoes. No, but in English we do say brave. We don't say brave. Brave. Save. Save this for later. Save the document. Save the file. Guardarlo. Save. A-V-E. Save. Brave. Cave. Behave. Shave. Microwave. Slave. S-L-A-V-E. Slave. Esclavo. Shave. Afeitarse. Shave. Gave. So, first of all, you have to be able to pronounce this V sound. And you take basically an F and you activate the vocal cords. Ave. Shave. Brave, save, cave, behave, gave, shave, microwave, slave. So there's no B in there. No hay sonido en la B. Es muy diferente en inglés. So the V is much closer to an F. An F then with the vocal cord, the vocal cords activated. Okay? Okay. Okay. Little by little, right? Poco a poco. Anyway, folks, let's go ahead. Let's not go ahead. Let's go back in time and have a look at today in history. Today in history. All right, folks, we're going back to 1983 today. El año 83. 1983, we had a famous robbery, un robo muy famoso in England called the Brinksmat robbery. And it was at London's Heathrow Airport on this day in 1983 as £26 million worth of gold, diamonds and cash was stolen from a warehouse. And it was the property of a bank called Johnson Matthey Bank, which collapsed the following year after making large loans and then not having the gold, which has never been recovered. Now, Lloyd's of London, the insurance provider, paid out for the losses, and there have even been murders linked to the case. Now, what happened? Well, six robbers broke into the Brinksmat warehouse at Heathrow Airport. They called it the crime of the century. The gang gained entry to the warehouse from a particular security guard named Anthony Black. The robbers thought they were going to steal $3 million or £3 million in cash. But when they got there, they found 3 tons of gold bullion. 3 tons of gold. And they stole £26 million worth, which is now worth over $80 million. Diamonds and cash, over £80 million. Once inside, they poured gas over the staff and threatened to light a match, unless they revealed the numbers to the vault. So they threatened to basically kill the guards. Now, after the robbery, a couple a couple saw a white, little car operating near a property in Somerset, near Bath, in the UK, and they thought it might be linked to the bullion robbery, as a similar vehicle had been described. They immediately informed the police, and when the police got there, I guess they had already left. Now, one of the robbers was caught after a security guard was able to identify him from video. One guy was placed under police surveillance and in 1985 killed a police officer. A lot of the money has never been recovered. Some has been recovered, but a lot of it never was. But strange stuff. They say there's a curse around it, too, as a lot of people involved in this, both suspects and also people involved in the investigation from the police side, have been killed mysteriously. They're killed or died one way or another. So they say there's the curse of the Brinksmat robbery. Who knows? I don't believe in superstitious stuff like that, but an interesting story nonetheless. And there we have it. Now, before we go, I want to get into, we have a question from someone out there in some part of Spain. And, you know, we like to help people from all parts of the world, but especially reaching out from different corners of Spain. And we have a comment here that came in a section that we call Inglés para la España de siempre. Inglés para la España de siempre.
¡Olé!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¿Qué pasa, que el tronco? Mira, que estoy con unos coleguitas en el polígono de Pinto tomando unas capichuelas, tío. Mira, que ha venido aquí una persona de habla inglesa y me ha dicho, oye, que las entradas para la discoteca, ¿cómo se compran? ¿Entrada anticipada o taquilla? Y era para ver si me decías cómo tenía que ponerlo. Mira, un recuerdo de mis colegas aquí, el Tutti y el Frutti. Pim, pim, pam, pam, pim, pim, pam.
Oh, I'm too old for that stuff. Ya no. But he's enjoying himself. He's talking about the tickets, and he says, how can you buy tickets? Do you have to buy them anticipadas? You say to buy the tickets in advance. Do you have to get advance tickets? Do you have to buy the tickets in advance? Or can you buy them at the ticket window, en la taquilla? La taquilla is the ticket window. So he says, how do you buy tickets? Or how can I get tickets? Do you have to buy them in advance? Or can I get tickets at the ticket window? Good question. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Inglés para la España de siempre. Let's take a couple minutes and let's spend a few minutes with today's drive time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb.
Oh, yep. Yep. Drive time phrasal verb, everybody. It's the drive time phrasal verb. How about to hang on or also to hold on, which is aguantar. Esperar. Aguantar. Espera. Hold on. Hold on a minute, would you? Espera. Vuelvo enseguida. Hang on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Now hold on. Hold on. Exactly. Hold on. Espera. I'll be right back. Ahora vuelvo. ¿Puedes esperar hasta que él vuelva? Can you hang on until he gets back? Can you hold on until he gets back? ¿Puedes esperar? Can you hang on until he gets back? Can you hold on until he gets back? Espera, no estoy listo. Hold on. I'm not ready. No estoy listo. No puedo esperar mucho más. Llego tarde. I can't hold on much longer. I'm running late. I can't hold on much longer. I'm running late. Espera. ¿Qué has dicho? Hold on. Hold on a minute. Or hold on. What did you say? ¿Qué has dicho? ¿O qué dijiste? What did you say? Okay. No sé si puedo aguantar hasta entonces. I don't know if I can hang on until then. I don't know if I can hold on until then. Okay. That was our drive time phrasal verb 2 for the price of 1. And they're both free, which is great. Hold on and hang on. Espera. Okay. Okay, so yeah, I just want to remind people, if you're interested in English classes, look, check out our website, grupovon.com. You can also give us a call, 91-133-5833. Give us a call. And if you have questions for the show, write in. You can contribute to the show, and you can get extra content in my free Facebook group. It is quite simply called English with Kyle. English with Kyle. So join the fun there in the English with Kyle Facebook group. And I put content in there. I'll be putting a lot of new content in there very soon. So feel free to join. And there's a great area where you can ask questions and I'll answer them on the show. Okay. Now, folks, it is Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Have fun out there. And try to keep the English language a part of your weekend, right? Maybe watch a movie or something in English. Something that you enjoy. You know, enjoy it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Síguenos en nuestras redes sociales para enterarte de las ofertas especiales más aptas para ti.
Okay, now tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro